You're listening to On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. What did the Lord God say to me this morning? Good morning and welcome to another episode of On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. This is the day the Lord has made. I am rejoicing and I am glad in it. What verse is that in the Bible? Psalm 118, verse 24. Because y'all know, we really need to be learning where these verses are, right? We can repeat scripture, but we need to know where it comes from and put it in context. But have you ever just meditated on that verse? This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I don't know why saying it slow made it seem like I was meditating on it, but my point is, have you really just broke that verse down? Like, really looked at it. You know, we've said it, we've heard it, but just really studied it, meditated on it, thought about it. This morning, I really felt that verse deep down in my spirit, like deep down in my spirit. And guess what? The Holy Spirit confirmed it by saying, "Rejoice in this day that I have made just for you." How many times have we gotten up all sluggish or angry or just not glad? I'm talking about ain't not one bit of rejoice in us. And do y'all know what the word rejoice means? Rejoice means joy, happiness, pleasure, delight, elation, cheer. Like, who jumps up out of the bed cheering? If you do, let me know if that is you. Who jumps up out of the bed cheering? Most of the time, y'all, when you think about it, You don't, most of the time you trying to pull yourself together. Am I right? You trying to pull yourself together. But when you think about this day being a day that the Lord, our Lord and Savior, our Lord, God, our Lord made, not you. You didn't make today, not the calendar, not science, not the calendar, not the calendar, not. I know I said that already, but somebody needed to hear it a few times because you think your day calendar made today. You think today is Monday, July 27 because you looked at the calendar. No. This is the day the Lord has made. This is the day the Lord has made. And to show our appreciation for it, we will have joy and be glad in it. Does that mean stuff to make you mad won't happen? Nope. It just means you will make a choice to have joy and be glad in it regardless. Think about that. Who would want you? Think about this for a second. Who would want you to not rejoice? Who would want you to not be glad in a day that the Lord has made? You see where I'm going with that? You see where I'm going with it, don't you? The enemy is exactly the culprit of turning this whole verse into the opposite. And instead of joy, happiness, delight, and cheer, we find ourselves antonyms. Let's look up the antonyms of that. We find ourselves mad. We ain't even have to look up the antonyms. You just think about your life. We find ourselves mad, angry, unhappy, displeased, and in pain. In pain. Did you know that that's an antonym for rejoicing? In pain? Like, those are all opposite of what we are to be. We are to be rejoicing and glad in this day that the Lord has made. But y'all, you got to be careful of what you allow. You know what I'm saying? You can't be waking up all like, "Ah, man. Oh, I got to get up. I got to go in here and make, I got to do this. I got to," hey, your choices are the reasons why you have to do what you're doing. You chose that. The life you live is because of choices you have made. You are living out the choices of yesterday. You are living out the choices of 10 years ago. You are. When I have to get up and make breakfast for my children, I'm living out the choices that I made circa when they were born, 2008 and 2011. You know what I'm saying? So when you, that job, you don't want to go to it. But remember when you was rejoicing that you got the job? Remember that? But now you mad because you got to wake up and go to the job. Or you wake up not rejoicing because you went to bed too late. Why? Because you probably was doing some, you know, whatever you were doing that didn't let you go to bed early enough so that you could be in a good mood. You know what I'm saying? It's the choices that we make. We choose. We can choose to rejoice and be glad in it because we are so thankful that the Lord has made this day just for us. Or we can choose to be sad. And then my question for you is, who agenda you on? Who agenda you on when you waking up all mad and angry and unhappy and all that? When you know good and well, this is the day the Lord has made. Whose agenda are you on? Well, for me, I'm going to just talk about me. I woke up so light and happy this morning. Y'all, I'm telling you, over the weekend, I was casting out more demons. I'm telling you, I've been reading that book, Pigs in a Parlor. And I'm talking about casting out demons for me, my family, and my friends, and strangers too. Right? And strangers too, just casting out demons because, you know, we have the authority to do that. And I can tell they're gone. For one, because I was reading in the book and this actually manifested in my life. You get to coughing like almost violently, like a violent cough. It's like a vigorous cough. And I'm telling you, that's exactly what was happening. Like I all kind of phlegm and stuff was coming out. I was like, my God, come on out. But y'all, I can tell they gone because first of all, I have faith in my authority for one thing. You know what I'm saying? I have faith in my authority for one thing because you know the enemy will try to make you think you didn't do nothing. Oh, you coming up out of there. You coming up out of here, okay? You coming up out of my family. You coming up out of my friends. You coming up out of my community. You coming up out of folks I don't even know. But just because I know what kind of demon you are and I want you to come out, you coming up out. But y'all, my body feels even lighter. I mean, it honestly feels like I lost weight. You know what I'm saying? Demons over here weighing your girl down physically and mentally, but not no more. Because see, when you call on the name of Jesus and you use your authority to cast them out, they got to go. All right, so now let's get to our scriptural Bible study. Y'all know we're in the book of Acts and we're on chapter 6. Yes, we are on chapter 6. I sure do hope that you were disciplined enough to read chapter 5 on yesterday, on Sunday, without me. Because today, we moving on to chapter 6. And chapter 6 is a pretty short chapter, but it talks about these 7 disciples being chosen to serve. See, what had happened was one set of Jews said the other set of Jews were overlooking the widows in the daily distribution. And the 12 disciples were like, okay, y'all, stop all that back and forth. Okay, we hear you. But it would not be right for us to give up preaching the word of God to wait on tables. Y'all, I don't know why that gave me such a chuckle to read that in the Bible, because I don't know if my first job was a waitress, so no shade to waiters or anything like that. But like, these were the 12 that Jesus had chosen, you know, the 12 disciples. And these people were going back and forth like, these Jews, they saying that they didn't even give the widows what they were supposed to give them. You know, they didn't wait on them. They didn't give them their daily distribution, right? And so the 12 was like, yeah, okay, we got it. We want to make sure the widows are taken care of, you know what I'm saying? But it would not be right for us to give up preaching the word of God to wait on tables. So, I don't know why that just sounds so, it sounds like me. I think that's what it is. It's like, look, okay, listen, I know you need this done. I got you, right? I got you. I hear you. Like, your complaint is not, you know, going on deaf ears. I hear you. But check this out. It would not be right for me to give up preaching this word to go and wait on the wait on tables. Like, no. So the 12 said, look, we got to be out here preaching the word. So they said, this is what I want y'all to do. Pick 7 good men among you that have a good reputation, that are full of the spirit, and they got wisdom. I mean, they wise, so that they can handle this responsibility. So 7 were chosen, and of the 7, one of them was a man named Stephen. It says Stephen was full of faith and the Holy Spirit. He was full of grace and power and was performing great wonders. Y'all, as I was reading this and taking notes, it made me ask myself the question, would I be chosen to serve because I have a good reputation? I'm full of the Holy Spirit and I'm wise? Like, am I wise? Am I full of the Holy Spirit? Do I have a good reputation? See, this goes back to the lesson on being a disciple. Our goal, y'all remember we talked about that several times, about what it means to be a disciple. Our goal should not just be to become a Christian. Like, that shouldn't just be our only goal, but to develop into fully committed disciples. See, the Great Commission said, go and make disciples. So we are to be fully committed disciples. Now, what is a disciple again? I'm glad you asked. A disciple is a person that is a believer in Jesus Christ. It's a kingdom believer in Jesus Christ who takes part in the spiritual development process of progressively learning to live all of life in full submission to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. That it's a spiritual development process of progressively learning to live all of life. You look, okay, you don't just become a disciple like bam, like that. You progress. It's a spiritual development process, and it's a progressive learning process. There is a learning curve to becoming a disciple, but you learn to live all of life in full submission to Jesus. All means all. Last time I checked, all of life, all of your life, every area of your life in full submission, surrender to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. So my question is, are we actively growing in God so that when someone needs a servant of God, they can choose us to advance God's kingdom agenda through serving? You know, a lot of people always say, when I was coaching, I used to ask people, well, what do you like to do? And they're like, I like helping people. I like serving. The question is, are you progressively learning how to serve God's way now? Are you progressively learning how to serve God's way? Like, many of us are servers. We all are servants for the Lord, but we love the act of service. We love doing things for people. We love helping people. So what I'm saying is, are you putting yourself in a place to where people will choose you to serve because of your reputation? What's your reputation? Because of your faith, people choosing to serve because of your faith, because there is evidence of the Holy Spirit living on the inside of you. Like, are people choosing you because of that? Your reputation, your faith, evidence of the Holy Spirit living on the inside of you? I pray that we can answer that with a resounding and a confident yes. I pray that you got a great reputation, that your faith is on another level. It's progressively increased. You know what I'm saying? Like, you going from faith to faith to faith on a higher level. Like, one, you might be down here today, but tomorrow your faith has increased each and every day. And there is evidence of the Holy Spirit living on the inside of you. That means you've been obedient to the word of God. Like, you, the Holy Spirit lives on the inside of you. So like I said, I pray that we can answer that that question with a resounding and a confident yes. Like, yeah, people can choose me to serve because I got a great reputation. I'm full of faith. There's evidence of the Holy Spirit living on the inside of me. And so this, as I was, you know, asking myself this question, this made me think about people in my circle and people who I would choose to serve. And immediately, like when I was thinking about the people, immediately as I was thinking about who, the Holy Spirit said, stop putting people on a pedestal, even tiny pedestals. Stop putting people on pedestals, even tiny ones. Keep me, your Lord and Savior, on the throne of your heart. So y'all know, you know, when the Holy Spirit be talking, I'll be like, okay. He said, stop putting people on pedestals. So today, be encouraged to be led by the Holy Spirit in all of your choices. Having a good reputation is not all that's required to be of service to the Lord. Like Stephen, we need to ensure we are full of faith and the Holy Spirit. Like, a person can't just have a good reputation. And I believe that's what the Holy Spirit was saying when he arrested me at that moment when I was thinking about who in my circle I would choose to serve. He said, hey, stop putting people on pedestals. Stop putting people on pedestals. Like, you, even tiny pedestals, don't put people on pedestals. Like, keep me, your Lord and Savior, on the throne of your heart. Like, keep the Lord on the throne of your heart and be led by the Holy Spirit in all your choices, even the choices of who's in your circle. Okay? So today, again, be encouraged to be led by the Holy Spirit in every choice that you make of your life. I choose to follow Jesus and be led by the Holy Spirit in every choice I make on this day, which the Lord has made. All right, y'all, that's a wrap up for this Monday's episode of On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. Your assignments for today include, number one, what did the Lord God say to you in your conversation with him this morning? And number two, what do your choices in life reflect about you? That's one of those thinking questions, thinking assignments. Like, don't just rush and answer that. Like, think about that. What do your choices in life reflect about you? And then, as a part two to that, what choices or what changes, not choices, what changes do you need to make when it comes to how you make choices? What changes do you need to make when it comes to how you make choices? I can go and tell you the answer to that. Be led by the Holy Spirit in every choice. Okay. All right, y'all. I love you. I appreciate you listening. And I'll be back here tomorrow. And I hope you will too. See you then.